Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Ho, ho, ho! Yep, it's almost that time of year again, Christmas time. A day of togetherness with family and friends. A time for giving and getting lots of gifts. And most important, the day when we remember and honor our Lord Jesus' birth. But there are some kids, and parents for that matter, who won't experience any of these things. For a very special reason. We're going to hear about them on today's Adventure in Odyssey, right after these messages. It's a couple of weeks before Christmas here at Witt's End, and the place is hopping. There's snow outside, Witt is behind the counter, and Connie is just about to come in with an armload of packages.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for doing that.
Oh, the stores are madhouses.
That's not surprising, but with only a couple of weeks to Christmas. Why do you think I asked you to go?
Thanks a lot. Anyway, I got the Christmas decorations for the tree. Hey, where is the tree? I thought we were supposed to put it up this afternoon.
Oh, Tom's bringing a fresh one from his farm a little later on. Let's put these boxes by the front window where the tree will go, huh?
It's a great place for the tree. Everyone will be able to see it from the street. Oh.
What's wrong?
She's still there.
What?
Across the street on that park bench under the tree, see? That woman was sitting there when I left. She's still there.
Maybe she's waiting for someone.
Yeah, maybe, but she looks really unhappy. Look, the way she's wiping her face. Hmm. Think she's crying?
You know, I think so.
That's terrible, sitting on a park bench all alone and crying before Christmas and everything.
Yeah. How long did you say she's been out there?
Well, a half hour at least.
Well, keep an eye on things, will you?
What are you going to do?
What else? Go and talk to her.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Oh.
My name's John Whittaker. I own the shop right over there.
Am I trespassing? I'm sorry. I'll move.
Oh, no, not at all. It's only that I noticed you sitting here and... Is there something I can do for you?
Do for me?
Well, it's obvious there's something wrong, and I thought I might be able to help somehow. What's wrong?
Well, we moved to Odyssey a few weeks ago, and, well, I have two children. My husband is gone, and I just don't know how I'm going to cope with Christmas this year. I don't have any money for presents.
You need money?
Oh, it's not just money. I don't want handouts. I need a job. I've been all over town, but nobody has one.
Oh, funny. I don't remember you asking me for a job.
You?
Well, Witt's End there is a mighty reputable establishment, and it just so happens I need Christmas help.
You do?
Uh-huh. Can you start right away?
But... You don't know what my skills are.
Oh, that's all right. Witt's End is the kind of place where you get to use whatever skills you have and then some. What do you say?
Well, yes.
Good. I don't know your name.
I'm Julie Myers.
Okay, Julie. Come on and I'll show you around. Is it straight yet?
I'm going to move it a little to the left, Witt.
Oh, somebody do something. I'm getting covered with pine needles down here.
Well, maybe if
there,
I
right
would...
There, right there, right there. That's straight.
Good. Did you get that, Witt?
I got it. Let go and see if it stays that way, will you?
Yep, that's it.
Perfect.
Are you sure maybe it isn't a little...
It's fine, Connie.
All right already.
I'll get the ornaments.
And I'll get the envelopes.
What envelopes?
No, Connie, I told you about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the angel tree thing.
Right.
But how does that work again?
Well, it's simple. In these envelopes, we put the names of families who have a parent in prison.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And people from the churches are supposed to come here and pick an envelope and then help that family with toys and clothes, right?
That's a good idea, and I'm glad you're working with it, Tom.
Well, I do what I can.
Boy, imagine what it's like to have one of your parents in jail.
Well, I can tell you it's heartbreaking. I know that much. Just last week, I went to the prison to help out with the Bible study there. And this man, I mean, I want to tell you, he was big as a redwood tree and tough as nails. Well, he broke down and started crying because he can't be with his family at Christmas.
It's terrible.
Well, it's just as bad for the families, too. Most of them are alone, cut off from their families and friends.
People just don't want to be associated with families who have parents as convicts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Julie!
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you might want some hot chocolate and... Oh, look at the mess I've made.
It's okay. I'll get some
eggs. No. I'll do it. I'll clean it up. I'm the clumsy one.
Boy, did you see the expression on her face? It's like something startled her.
Is that your new help, Whit?
Yes, I'll introduce you when she comes back. Her name's Julie. Julie Myers.
Myers?
Uh-huh.
Well, I better pick up this broken glass before somebody has an accident.
Well, let's get on with our decorating. Tom?
Huh? Oh, yeah, right, Whit. The tree, yeah.
Merry Christmas. Can I help you?
Yeah, I want to see my mother.
Your mother?
Julie Myers. She works here, right?
Oh, yeah. Are you her son?
Yeah, I'm Eric. And this is my sister, Brooke.
Hi, Brooke. I'm Connie.
Hi.
So, is she here?
Oh, yeah. She's right over...
I'm right here, Eric. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Mom. Just wanted to see if I could get some odd jobs after school to make some money. Fat chance with Brooke hanging all over me.
But I'm working, Eric. I can't watch her.
You know, you can leave her here, Julie. I mean, there's plenty for her to do. How old are you, Brooke?
7.
Would you like to see the train set? It's the biggest in the county.
Can I, Mama?
Go on, sweetie. You'll like it.
Come on, I'll show you.
Well, I guess that's her good deed for the day. Show the little poor girl around.
Don't be like that, Eric. She's a very nice girl. Everyone here is nice. They're being very kind to us.
Yeah, they are now. But you haven't told them about Dad, right?
No.
That's what I figured. You wait until they find out about Dad, and then you'll see how nice they are. Just like always. You'll see.
You're playing with my favorite train.
Huh?
That one there.
Oh. Do you want to place it?
Yeah, move over. I know who you are. I saw you at school. You're new.
Uh-huh.
You live in those poor people's apartments, and you don't have a dad.
I do, too.
Well, how come nobody sees him? Why doesn't he live with you?
He just doesn't, that's all.
Are your parents divorced?
No.
Well, what did he do? Change jobs?
No. It's none of your business.
Well, where is he?
It's none of your business.
Well, don't you know where he is? Did he dump you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, why not? I just want to know where he is.
It's none of your business. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Whoa, now, Brooke, what's wrong?
She won't leave me alone.
Sandy?
Well, what's the big deal? I was just asking her where her dad is.
He's in jail, okay? Go tell everybody my dad's in jail.
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
There you go, Brooke. It's the best hot chocolate in Odyssey.
I want my mom.
Well, Whit sent her on some errands. She'll be back soon. We'll have some hot chocolate and talk until then, okay? Look, I'm sorry about what happened. Sandy didn't know. None of us did. But it's okay.
The kids will tease me. They always do.
They're just... They don't know any better. They don't know what it's like.
Do you?
No, but I'm willing to learn. Do you miss your father?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever get to visit him in prison?
We used to, but we haven't gotten to see him for a long time because Mommy says she doesn't want to. She says she wants to start over again.
Well, I'm sure it's very painful for her. And for you, too.
She'll be sad when she hears about this. Nobody likes it when they find out about my daddy. They tease me, and they won't let me play with him. And Mommy can't get a job, and we're all alone.
You're not all alone now, Brooke. I'm here. And better than that, God's with you, too. You never have to be alone when you believe in God.
Come in.
Mr. Whitaker, Connie said you wanted to see me.
Oh, come in, Julie. Please sit down.
Thank you. Listen, I had a talk with Brooke, and she's really sorry about what happened in the train room.
Sorry?
Well, her outburst.
Oh, don't worry about that. In a way, I'm glad because it let us know about your situation.
Listen, Mr. Whitaker, I was going to tell you about Ernie, my husband. Really, I was. I wasn't trying to mislead you or anything. It's just that... Well, it's only that I've had problems in other jobs. You know, when they find out about Ernie, they... Well, how can I say it? They make me feel very unwelcome.
Well, I don't know why. It's not your fault your husband is in jail, is it?
No, but people don't understand that. Nobody knows what it's like. When the gavel came down and the judge sentenced my husband, we were sentenced too. Except we wound up in a different kind of prison. Just as lonely and dark.
And that's why I wanted you to see me. You know about the Angel Tree Project?
Mm-hmm, the Christmas tree downstairs with the envelopes.
Yes. Well, most of the envelopes are gone now. Folks in this town have been good about wanting to help. But I have this one left. I was going to put it on the tree, but I decided to keep it for myself. It has your name on it.
My name?
After I found out about your situation, I thought you should be included. Julie, Tom and Connie and I have talked about it, and, well, we want to help you this Christmas.
Mr. Whitaker.
That's why I kept this envelope. We're going to try to find out what you need, what your kids want, and do everything we can to provide it. Will you let us do that?
But it's too much.
No, not at all. What do your kids need?
Your father.
Well, we may not be able to do that, but we'll see how close we can get over the next couple of weeks.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hey, Merry Christmas, folks.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Well, you're in good spirits today.
Well, it's Christmas Eve. Everyone's hustling and bustling around town. Stores are packed with last-minute shoppers. Yeah, I just love it.
Easy when you don't have to wait on them.
Did you take care of the presents for you-know-who?
Oh, I did.
Good.
I'm picking them up at Harding's Toy Store when they close at 9 tonight.
So what'd you decide to get?
Well, Brooke will get that doll she's been asking for. The one that does everything like a real baby. Though why she wants it is beyond me. You know that thing needs its diaper changed?
Yeah, I know the one.
And what about the original angry young man, Eric?
Connie?
Invisible man is more like it. I still haven't met him.
Well, Julie says he's been working very hard doing odds and ends for the stores around town. He's a hard worker. Frankly, I think he's trying to be the man of the house, and it's hard on him.
So what are we getting him?
Well, Julie said he needs a bike, but I still haven't found a good one yet. I'm still working on it.
Isn't it a little late to be working on it?
Have a little faith, Connie. I've got a few tricks up my sleeve, some you don't even know about. Well, I better get going. I wanted to stop by the prison to say Merry Christmas to some of the boys in my Bible study.
Good grief, what time is it?
6 o'clock.
Oh, 6 o'clock. Whew, that's it. Lock the doors. Wits End is closed for the holidays.
Hot dog.
Julie, it's time to go home.
Okay.
See you later. Oh, what fun it is to ride
in a one-horse open sleigh.
Time for lights out, Brooke.
Already?
Already. Aren't you tired? You played at Wits End all day, and then you went to church tonight.
I'm not tired.
Well, the sooner you go to sleep, the sooner Christmas will be here.
Are we really gonna have Christmas tomorrow?
Wait until tomorrow and you'll see.
But Daddy won't be here.
No, honey, he won't.
You don't want to see Daddy again, do you?
Well, I don't know, Brooke. I'm confused about that.
Why?
Well, you see, as long as I've known your father, he's made the same kind of mistakes over and over again. And it hurts us. So I'm not sure I want to be with him when he comes back out. Because I'm afraid he might make those mistakes all over again. Do you understand?
Don't you love Daddy?
I want to, Brooke. But I don't know anymore. Listen, do we have to talk about this now? I don't want to think about it, okay? Let's think about all the good things that happened over the last few weeks, okay? Think about it while you go to sleep.
Well, I have to say my prayers first.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Jesus, thank you for letting us have Christmas this year and for helping us from being alone.
You keep praying, Brooke. I need to talk to Eric.
Okay. And dear Lord, help...
Eric?
Hmm.
Where have you been?
Oh, trying to make some money off the last-minute shoppers.
You didn't have to.
Oh, and you should have seen the presents. I had them right here in these hands. Every second I wanted to run off with an armload. And that doll Brooke wants, I could have swiped a dozen. Well, I got this instead, dimes and quarters. We won't get her a doll, but maybe we can muster up a candy cane.
Eric, you're pushing yourself too hard. We're getting help this year.
Help? Sorry, Mom, but the lack of presents under the tree makes me a little doubtful.
Be patient. You may be in for a surprise.
What, that your pals from Wits End are gonna save the day? I don't believe it, Mom. Nobody does that without a catch.
Why can't you trust people more?
You're kidding. Who did we ever have to trust? You don't trust nobody but yourself.
Stop it. Stop it. That's what your father used to say.
Well, maybe he was right.
No, no. You don't ever say that. Don't ever say that.
Well, you used to say it, too.
I was wrong. And now I know. And if your father was here, he'd tell
but
you...
But he's not here, Mom. And he won't be. Not last Christmas or this Christmas or next Christmas. He doesn't care. Nobody does. It's just us, you know? We're on our own. There's nobody you can count on. Nobody. Not even your own father.
Eric, you listen to me.
No, Mom, I can't. You get all worked up for a big disappointment if you want, but I won't. If we want Christmas tomorrow, we'll have to make it for ourselves.
Where are you going?
For a walk.
No, Eric, don't go. Stay here. Eric!
Oh, good move, Riley. Now what are you gonna do? Oh, excuse me, young man?
Yeah?
I wonder if you could give me a hand?
What's wrong?
Well, you see, I kind of put myself in a predicament here. My keys are in my pocket, and I don't have anywhere to put these presents down without getting them all wet.
What?
Well, melting snow on the ground, on the car. See, so, would you hold these presents while I get my keys out?
Yeah, sure. I don't have office hours.
Well, thank you. There. Sure is a beautiful night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like any other night to me.
That's too bad. Oh, here. Here's something for your trouble.
Thanks. See you around.
Merry Christmas, Eric.
Yeah, right. Well, wait a minute. How do you know my name? Oh, right. Yeah, my mother. Because she works at Wits End.
No. I've seen your picture.
My picture? What picture?
The picture your dad keeps with him at the prison.
What?
I teach a Bible study at the prison. Your dad is one of my best students.
My dad? In a Bible study?
Yep. And he talks about you a lot. That's why I saw your picture. I saw him earlier this evening, as a matter of fact.
You saw him?
I did. And when I told him I'd be seeing you, he said...
Wait, hold on. You told him you'd be seeing me. How'd you know you'd see me?
Well, who do you think I'm taking these presents to?
These are for us?
Yep. Now, do you want to hear the message from your father or not?
Yeah.
He told me to tell you that he misses you and he loves you. Okay?
Nah, I don't believe you. My dad doesn't talk like that.
He does now.
Yeah? How come?
He met Jesus, Eric. Your daddy has become a Christian. Now, do you want to lift back to your apartment or do you want to catch a cold walking home?
Okay, who's having eggnog?
Well, I'd like some, Connie.
Make that two, please.
Anybody else?
I think you'll have to wait until the presents are open before you get their attention.
Mom, Eric, it's the baby real doll, just like we saw in the store, and it... Ew, wet.
I see, Brooke. Oh, thank you. And thank you for the sweater. It's beautiful. Well, what do you think, Eric?
It's a bike. I got a bike.
And it is not one of those cheap new bikes, either. This one's old and sturdy, built to last.
Where'd it come from, Whit?
It belonged to his son.
Well, it's fantastic. Can I take it out for a ride, Mom?
Well...
Hang on, we're not finished yet. I have a couple of more surprises.
More?
Just watch and see, Connie.
This letter is for you, Julie. And this little box is yours, Brooke. And this suspicious-looking flat item is yours, Eric.
Tom, where did these come from?
I got them last night. They're from a certain Ernie Myers.
Ernie Myers? You mean Daddy?
My dad sent this?
Well, he didn't just send them, Eric. He made them with his own hand.
Mom, look! It's a doll. A doll that Daddy made for me. And it doesn't even wet on me.
I see, baby. I see.
I love her. Thank you, Daddy.
What'd you get, Eric?
It's a nameplate for the back of my bike.
That's nice.
Well, what about you, Julie?
It's a letter. I should read it aloud, but... Well, I can't. Whit?
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. My dearest Julie, Eric, and Brooke, I hope you're having a very Merry Christmas and that my little gifts add something to your happiness. My Christmas celebration will now be spent picturing your faces, your togetherness, and imagining I'm there with you. It'll be enough. Mr. Riley will tell you that I've been going to his Bible study here at the prison. We've been learning a lot about forgiveness and change. I never thought either were possible for me, but now I believe they are. I've asked God to forgive me, and as a result, I think he's changing me too. But I haven't told you about it because I wanted to be sure. I have been a failure as a husband and a father. I understand that now. And I have no right to ask you what I must ask you. Can you forgive me for the way I've hurt you, broken your hearts, and deserted you? It's more than I deserve, but I'm on my knees as I write this. If you can't, I understand. I love you and miss you. And pray you'll have a Merry Christmas. Love, Ernie.
Oh, well.
Boy.
Mom?
Well, I think we'll go and visit your father today.
Yay!
But we don't have any presents to take.
Well, you know, I somehow think you'll be presents enough for him. That'll be a Merry
I'm glad that Julie, Brooke, and Eric are going to have a Merry Christmas after all this year. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.